A Prairie Home Companion is made possible by Pillsbury Crescent Dinner Rolls, available in your grocer's refrigerated section. Warm, light, flaky, buttery Pillsbury Crescents can help add wow to holiday dinners.
Well, it's been a quiet weekend like Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It was warm and sunny here this last week, for a significant part of the week anyway, and warm and sunny is what we choose to remember. It got up into the 50s, which a few months ago we would have considered chilly, but now in November seems very warm to us. It's a little bit Indian summer. It's all you need is to expect something worse, and then something better comes along, and it raises your spirits for a while. It's like you're on your way to the penitentiary in the bus, and the bus has a flat tire, and the guards let you stand in the ditch for a while. And it's better than what you were hoping for, and you still have the leg irons on you, and you're still all there in a row, but it feels good, you know? That's the secret of happiness. The secret of happiness is not to maintain this high standard of euphoria day in and day out. It's for things to be better than you had expected they would be. And you've had your first hard frost of the year, and you have every reason to expect that snow is going to fall and bitter winds will blow down from Saskatchewan, but instead it is in the 50s and it's sunny and you feel young and energetic and optimistic, and you go for a walk in the woods and you feel wonderful, and then you hear gunshots and you take a glance down at your tan raincoat and you realize how much like a white-tailed deer you might look to somebody, and you think about running as fast as you can, but that would be even worse. So you walk slowly and you sing in a loud voice, "Abide with me, fast falls the eventide." You sing, "A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, a helper in the rising flood of human ills prevailing," and nobody's going to shoot a deer that is singing Martin Luther's hymn. They just not gonna happen. And so you come out onto the road and you walk down the middle of the road and you find your car and you have not been shot, and this is enough to make you happy. It could have been worse, and it wasn't. That's the thing. Clint Bunsen went out hunting by himself this last week, out for deer. And because he was by himself and not with his usual friends, he walked quietly down along the north shore of the lake, and he saw white moving in tall grass, and he walked quietly up to it and saw they were tundra swans, big, beautiful white swans, and they were resting in the grass. And then some had come down to the water, and their heads were under the water, and they were eating lunch with their rumps up high in the air. Some of them were napping, some were eating, creatures like ourselves. It's a beautiful sight, and if he'd been with his hunting party, he never would have seen it, because they all make so much noise. That's one reason he didn't go hunting with them, with Roger Hedlund and with Carl Krebsbach. And also because Roger had invited his cousin George to join them, his cousin from Minneapolis. This was 4 years ago, and when someone asks if they can have their cousin join you for hunting, what are you going to say? You say, "Well, sure, fine, that's okay." But George is, what's the word for it? He just takes himself too seriously or something. And he earns too much money. You can tell by the way his hair is cut and the tweeds that he wears and the wool scarves and so on. That's okay. He's successful. More power to him. But he talks about things you're not supposed to talk about. He talks about trips he's taken that cost more than the people he's hunting with earn in a year. And that's not good form in Lake Wobegon. He's just out of place somehow. He shouldn't have told them that story about going to that spa in India and the steam baths and the women who bathe you every day and you sit on the veranda and what he had for breakfast. They didn't want to hear about all of that. He told them stories about troubled trips as well, and those stories are always welcome, stories of failure and shame and humiliation. But in his case, there weren't enough of them. And he wants to talk about big things that Clint just doesn't want to talk about. He wants to talk about Obama, and he wants to talk about Wall Street, and he wants to talk about health care reform, and he wants to talk about the vote in the Lutheran Church back in August about ordaining gay pastors. And Clint just does not want to talk about that. You don't talk about that out hunting. Hunting is a way to get away from all of that, don't you see? There's enough of that back where you came from. You want to get away from that dry life of paper moving across a desk and get out into the woods. The reason for it is not to kill deer, necessarily. It's to restore your primitive senses, to listen again, to be quiet, and to listen and to watch and to hear the leaves rustle and hear the squirrels dash across the ground and to hear the sound of the porcupine as he moves towards you and the fisher moving through the weeds and the nuthatch and the chickadee, and to hear rain falling, little drops of rain in the leaves of trees, and to hear all of this. The hunter is focused on the real world around him, and George somehow wants to talk about the ELCA. Clint does not. He did tell that one good story about going to Antarctica, which was an expensive trip, but it involved seasickness and rough seas and diarrhea. And then they got down to Antarctica and they went ashore and a blizzard came up and they were trapped in the blizzard and they had to dig holes down into the snow to get out of the wind. And when you dig a hole down into the snow and you have diarrhea at the same time, and you have the makings of a story here. And the smell that they gave off attracted the elephant seals, the male seals who took them as rivals for the hand of female seals. And in order to defend themselves against the elephant seals, the men had to sing in falsetto. They sang in high, high, tremulous voices, "All You Need Is Love," and they sang it over and over again. That was a good story, but there weren't many stories. There were mostly just opinions. So Clint was happy to go off on his own. He had to tell a lie to Roger. He had to tell him that he couldn't go hunting this year because Irene wanted him to take her down to Minneapolis. And then he had to persuade Irene to let him take him down to Minneapolis. But she couldn't go on the day that the rest of them were hunting, so he had to kind of lay low, and then he forgot about it. And he walked out. He walked down into the woods and around the lake and over to the eastern shore of the lake. And there he saw, about a quarter mile away across the lake, he saw George walking along in his tweeds and his red wool scarf. And George was walking along, and there were all of the tundra swans out there. There were 200 of them. And he was walking towards them, taking a picture of them on his video camera. And the tundra swans were alarmed, and they all took off, 200 of them, the throbbing of wings on the air, and they headed south, and George was standing to the south of them. It wasn't anything personal, it's just that they were heading south, and he was there in their way, and they flew straight towards him at a low angle, and he dove into the water, which was very, very cold, and the swans flew off to the south. And Clint saw him clamber out of the water, got himself out of the water, and he was shaking so hard that he couldn't walk. He lay there in the tall grass, and Clint walked 200 yards, and he sat down beside him. And he put his arms around him. He lay the man down on his back, and he covered the man with his own body. It's nothing personal, you see. It's just what you learn in Boy Scouts to save somebody's life. And the man started to weep. He started to weep, and he wanted to talk. Clint didn't want to talk. This is just what you do, that's all. When you're brought up in Lake Wobegon, you don't see somebody who's in trouble and pretend you don't see him. You do what you're supposed to do. He saved his life, but never mind. You know, there's only so much you can do, but you do have to do that much. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.
A Prairie Home Companion is made possible by Pillsbury Crescent Dinner Rolls, available in your grocer's refrigerated section. Warm, light, flaky, buttery Pillsbury Crescents can help add wow to holiday dinners.